and we think, okay, she'll be busy for a while. 15 minutes later, she's knocking on the door and she's already done. Like, it's incredible.
As far as what I've done in the past besides retail, I was also a senior airman in the U.S. Air Force for almost 5 years. Absolutely, more than welcome. And I was a communications specialist. So that is where I got my basics in computers. Launching the training program really is bringing that to life. I've got a plan in place. We're going to be meeting in the next couple of weeks to solidify everything. And then getting that launched. We want to get this program off the ground in April is what I'm hoping for.
This month's sponsor is MasterCheck. Let us check out what's going on.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with local business owners and learn all about what they do and ways that we can apply tips and tricks to do business better. Today, I actually have the honor of bringing one of our newest members of the Chamber staff in to sit down and talk a little bit about herself and introduce her to all of you. So today, I'd like for you to welcome Miss Kim Cook. Thank you. I'm so glad you are here to join us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I'm a little nervous, but we'll get through this.
Your podcast debut, if you will.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So before we get into all of the things of your title and what you do with us, we want to know about you. We want to know all the things. So it was a dark and stormy night. When we start from...
Let's see. We will be here for many days if that happens. So basically, just so that people get to know a little bit more about me, I consider myself a talent development professional. Been in training and development for over 30 years and in a variety of different environments, both in manufacturing and retail. And I just recently left retail last year. Was with Office Depot for 5 years as a general manager. And I was like, it's time to move on and get back truly into training and development. So I'm very excited to be here and to be able to utilize my skills and to be able to share that with the team and with all the members. So as far as what I do is, what is a talent development professional? It's someone who really focuses on the learning and development of the staff in that organization or external, in this case, our members as well. So I'd like to focus on process improvements, software implementation and systems, and documentation of all that as well. So that's really going to be my key focus moving forward. As far as what I've done in the past besides retail, I was also a senior airman in the U.S. Air Force for almost 5 years. Absolutely. More than welcome. And I was a communications specialist. So that is where I got my basics in computers. I got a lot into the technology aspect. I became a project manager and oversaw a lot of installations at the various locations I was stationed at. And then also got into the software side and became a software instructor. That led me to New Horizons Computer Learning Center. I was instructor there for several years. It's like every step of my journey has led me to my next role in a lot of ways, which I've kind of just built upon. So I always got like one foot in different areas, but I really enjoyed it. And it just makes me more of a whole person.
I love that. And I have zero technological talents, as you are slowly learning. Being here with us. So I know we're all super excited that you're here, but I think I the most because I will definitely lean strongly on those where I am weak. That's where the team really comes into fruition because you have got the skills. I love it.
Yeah. And I love to share. And that's my whole internal motivation is how can I help you? Right? How can I help my coworker? How can I help members? How can I help my customer? How can I be of service? And that's where my heart is at the end of the day. So what can I do from my skill set and help you to be a better worker, person, whatever it might be?
When the truth matters, you cannot afford guesswork. Since the early 1970s, MasterCheck has supported Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, insurance carriers, and top law firms across the United States and Canada. We are a veteran-owned firm with experienced investigators trained in private, military, and academic settings. We uncover facts that protect your business. From background investigations to surveillance and cyber cases, we deliver verified facts that stand up in court. MasterCheck also operates a fully online private investigator school. We train future investigators and provide continuing education credits in 7 states. Whether you need investigative support or professional training, MasterCheck brings decades of proven experience. Call 615-783-1623 or visit MasterCheck.com.
So what is your official title with us?
My official title?
Yeah, because we took a minute trying to figure out what this was going to be because you, we've got you doing a lot of things.
I do. I have my hands in a lot of cookie jars. But my official title is Learning Systems and Innovation Manager. So that'll allow me to really focus this coming year and then the future years on building our learning systems, both from a program standpoint, building our courses out, finding those right instructors to come in and teach for us. So that way we can build out a whole learning platform for our members. And that's going to be a really great benefit moving forward, to be able to have some core business courses that we can offer here and really start educating our business members, the community, and be able to have that available both in person and online courses moving forward.
Absolutely. And that, I think that's one of the things that I'm really excited about, because we've been talking with people as we're transitioning into our new tier dues. They're like, okay, well, what's the difference? What are we going to get that's more? Because you still have to have the ROI. If we're going to be giving you more of an investment, then I want to know what I'm getting back for that. And you're getting him. Because that's a whole nother level that people don't realize that is an option. A lot of chambers are just a networking event or are just a ribbon cutting. We have huge goals and aspirations. And the Lord really did just bring you right in at the exact perfect time. Right. Because you're able to take our vision and has been just leaps and bounds faster to get it on the ground and get something started. Because something that we all would sit down in a meeting and talk about and try and muddle through for 2-3 hours, literally, she shows up on the scene. We give her a to-do list that's 4 miles long before we walk into a meeting and we think, okay, she'll be busy for a while. 15 minutes later, she's knocking on the door and she's already done. Like, it's incredible.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So the word innovation in your title, when we decided upon that word, what does that kind of mean to you? What do you think that portion of it is going to look like?
So for me, the innovation aspects, it's multifaceted. It comes both in the technology aspect, taking our new database and making sure we're utilizing that to the best of its ability. So there's modules in there that we really haven't even touched yet, right? That we can really enhance the background, the behind the scenes stuff for us, like the sales funnel and some more automation so that we're more efficient on what we do here. So we have more time for our members and a little less time doing all the admin stuff. So that's one aspect. And the other part is continuous improvement and also strategy for us. Like, how can we be more efficient? How can we be better at what we do? Again, it goes back to almost thinking about a CMS and automation, but it's our day-to-day tasks. How can we be more efficient there? And then also strategic planning. We have a great strategic plan, but are we following through with those action plans behind it? So that's where I come in with the business acumen, that background I have, because I was at General Mills for 11 years. And so I was deeply embedded in continuous improvement, efficiencies, training and development there. So I have a lot of that background I can bring to the table here as well.
I think that having that, area of your life where you've not only been in a retail business side of things, having that background where you were doing the facilitating of all of this stuff has brought a level of organization to us.
I'm trying.
I mean, it really has. And I mean, I'm the worst. Oh, bless it. I am definitely not organized in the least, but you have already shown us just little small things that I would have never thought of.
More
in a million years.
More to come.
I love it. Like, y'all, I'm going to be organized. What are you the most excited about for 2026 that you've got on your to-do list with the chamber?
Launching the training program, really, is bringing that to life. I've got a plan in place. We're going to be meeting in the next couple of weeks to solidify everything. And then getting that launched. We want to get this program off the ground in April is what I'm hoping for. And then I am also going to look at how we can make this an accredited program as well. So that may or may not happen. We still have some homework to do in that area, but we definitely would love to be able to say this is a continuing education credit and really put some gravitas behind those courses that we give and say this is definitely worth your time because you might be able to apply it to a learning situation that you're currently in.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. So let's talk about that a little bit. Tell me a little bit about some of the classes and just things that you're hoping to be able to implement and launch in April.
Okay, fantastic. So the biggest part of the program, and I think we're going to call it Chamber University, be ideal. So that's a tentative name. We have the course programs is going to be 5 courses each year. So it's a 3-year program. So the first year is going to be a Start Smart, Foundations for Local Businesses. So you're going to have classes like market research and customer validation, local business resources and economic development, building a workplace culture and engagement. So that's kind of the topics you're looking at year one. Year two, you're going to have the grow and optimize building a stronger business. And those topics are going to be from startup to growth, refining your business model, leveraging government and nonprofit support programs, employee engagement and leadership for small teams. So I'm not talking all 5 of the topics, but I'm just want to kind of hit the topic so that people generally know what's out there. And then year 3 is going to be scale and sustain, leadership and long-term impact for your business, scaling your business, planning for the future, advanced incentives and expansion strategy, advanced marketing, brand authority and reputation, building your leadership pipelines, and so on. So you can kind of see it's going to go year one. So those early adopters, those younger businesses, how can they get in and learn? And then how can we help strengthen them over the 3-year period? So I would love it for people to sign up for, you know, the entire program up front. But we'll also offer them a la carte as well. So if somebody says, I really just need to focus on this one aspect, they can come in and just take the one course as well. And then beyond the whole program, we're also going to offer some other a la carte classes like Chantel is incredible at Canva. So we're going to have her teach some Canva classes. So that way people can start learning how to do their own graphic design work or create a brochure or something like that. We might have Chrissy come in and talk about some events and event planning. You know, Debbie is fantastic at networking, how to really optimize your networking events. So we have a lot of expertise in the building that we can share with our members beyond at our events in a more formal setting, and we can really share that knowledge. And so we want to make sure we're taking advantage of those strengths that we have and being able to share that information. Now, the courses for the main 3-year course program is probably going to be a mix of instructors from the community and local government and businesses, because we don't have all that knowledge here. You know, we have pockets, but we're not the experts on everything. So right. We want to make sure we bring in that expertise in so that the members get the most beneficial pieces of information in each of the training sessions.
Absolutely. Because that's one of the things that is the pillar of the chamber, is the fact that while we don't know everything, we are the connector. Mm-hmm. We know who does. Debbie knows who does, because Debbie knows everybody. But I'm really excited about this because of the aspect of the fact that it's allowing not only us to provide another level of service, but it's even allowing us to bring another level of ourselves. Absolutely. To our members.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we're in the trenches. We're doing the thing. We're pulling off the event. We're mm-hmm. making sure we're spotlighting the host. we're running and gunning and doing. But we have, like, you have a huge plethora of experience before this life mm-hmm. of all of this knowledge. And this is a perfect avenue to be able to share that. So I'm way excited. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm excited about me teaching a class, but we'll see. I do have knowledge. I do have skills, but
absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely. You could teach how to run a podcast.
I can introduce you to Chad with Group Focus Media, who taught me everything I know. And then we can sit and I'll let him tell them. But I just and run my mouth. So other than that, what else are you doing when you show up? What is a day in the life of Kim look like?
Really? So that varies day to day. Come in, check emails, first of all, and just make sure I catch up on everything, because I am working part time right now. I'm only doing Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So I've got some gaps sometimes. So then I got to come in and just catch up. Right now we're focused on the South Haven magazine and getting that, all the advertisers in, and then stories written. So that's a big focus right now. I do collections calls. I do a lot of admin stuff that just needs to get done sometimes. So again, it just kind of varies day to day. And then also spending some time working on my training strategies and planning. So yeah.
Is there anything that you have seen or had to do or whatever since coming into the chamber that you were surprised that you didn't realize the chamber did or didn't realize was a part of what we do day to day? Is there anything that really just surprised you?
Now, no. I'm trying to think early on. I think just the behind the scenes, how everything flows and how everything works together, you know, to really understand that aspect of it. Because from a business person attending the events, that's all you see, right? Yeah. You don't come in and know all of the behind the scenes of what goes on. And so for as much as this chamber does, we honestly could use like two or three more people. Honestly,
yes,
it's crazy. I mean, I love to see how involved we are in everything. But sometimes I'm like, whoa, time out. Can we do this a little bit better? Can we be a little bit more efficient in certain ways? So that's where my nature comes in and wants to help make things a little bit better and more efficient. So.
And doing a great job so far.
Baby steps.
You have to take baby steps with us. It's
yes,
like,
yes,
people get, and it's not the, well, we've always done it this way because we're not against change, but people by nature, it's like, that's different. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see that. And I mentioned a couple things. It's like, whoop, time out. So, and I'm coming from one direction and the team's coming from another direction. And so I have to remember and respect what's already been built and what's already here and how everyone's been working and remember my approach. Because I can come in like a bull in a china shop and go, we need to fix this. And I don't want to change the world, but I just want to make it better. So that's again, it's perspective and approach.
That's been something that I think we learned a lot about each other when we first came in, because we got to sit down and do the communication stuff with Jeff during our board retreat that showed us, you know, who communicates how and where we align in it. So now while we have things that we know that we've wanted to change and it's starting to come out going, okay, we know we are not doing this great. Mm-hmm. And having you in the fact that you are in this other perspective and you're like, yeah, I see that. And this is my idea. And then it's perfect. And it's like, we just needed an additional set of eyes, mm-hmm. somebody who hadn't been in it for all this time.
Right.
You know, that new perspective.
Perspective. Absolutely.
It has been blessing. So I do want to talk also about just, you aren't a local from South Haven, but you've been here for a minute that we've claimed you.
7 years. Yeah. So, been here for 7 years now.
What do you love the most since you've been here that's kept you here?
So my little quick history, born in Michigan, raised in Florida, lived in Georgia, Texas, DC, Italy, Iowa, Wisconsin. I've lived and moved a lot in my life. So I've had a taste of the cold. I've had a taste of the warm. Definitely love being in this area because it's got kind of that little bit of mix. It's not so hot like it is in Florida, except some of the summertime, but then you don't usually get the really bad winters. Unlike the last couple of weeks, we just had the freeze, but we're over that now. Move along, right? But normally it's very temperate here. And so it's really, really enjoyable. This specific area I really like because you're close to Memphis, but you're not in Memphis. And so it's very commutable. You can get in and out pretty quick. The traffic's not horrible, you know, except for Goodman Road during traffic, you know, during rush hour times. Yeah. Goodman Road's tragic. But it's easy to get around. And there's so many different areas. So you've got South Haven, you have Olive Branch, you've got Hernando, you've got Horn Lake and Walls. And it's like this giant community, but it's broken into its little pockets. So it's like, hey, I want to go do this. I go to Hernando. Hey, I want to do this. I go to South Haven. So it's kind of fun because you're not going to the same place to do the same things all the time. There's a lot of variety here, which is nice.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today. All right. So I want to bring it back. We've talked about all the business things. We've talked about the professional background. I want to know something that's not professional, something that's just uniquely you. What do you do at the end of the day when you need to recharge your batteries?
So for me, when I go home, I usually want to do something creative. So I have an art background. I'm a very left and right brain person, so I like to be able to utilize both sides. So I like to paint. I make jewelry. I've actually just started knitting on a loom. I do a variety of different things, whatever floats my boat at the time. And we've got pictures here. It's actually, you can see a little piece behind me right here. That's one of my paintings. We have a wall down our office hallway with a animals on it. They're more
fluorescent farm family.
Is that what we're calling
it? That's what I call it.
Okay. And her favorite raccoon image as well.
The trash panda's the cutest thing ever. Yes.
So, and that's how I really got to know the chamber, between my art and being at Office Depot. Debbie and I got to know each other, and she invited me as an artist to some of the quarterly luncheons and got to share my art that way, which was really fun. I really tried to pursue that quite a bit for a while. And right now it's just, I'm stepping back and just whatever I want to do, it's for me. And just to enjoy the process of creativity. And I'm not out there trying to sell it or trying to make it a whole nother business right now. I'm just trying to, like I said, enjoy the moments.
That's an expressive outlet.
Absolutely.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I do a little, but I do not have the skills or the talents, but it is relaxing. So yes. I relate to that, but nobody else is ever going to see my work. And it definitely won't be on the wall here anywhere. I have one piece on the wall at my house. But it's in my bedroom because I'm still not letting anybody else see it, though. So what do you hope your members remember about you? So leaving our guys with a tidbit of wisdom, just something that you want them to remember going forward about you.
About me is that I'm here to help. Whatever capacity I can give. I don't always have the answer, but I will find you the answer. So I'm very determined and very driven. So if you come to me and say, hey, Kim, I need help with this, or do you know somebody who can do this? I'm going to figure it out and get back to you really quick. So, yeah, that's just who I am. You know, at the end of the day is I'm here to help and be a part of the process and help our internal community and our external community any way I can.
Awesome. I'm so excited that you sat down with me and that you are going to hopefully maybe get suckered into being one of my podcast hosts too.
Maybe. I got to get used to doing this. Yeah.
But we've got a lot of cool things coming up and we're really excited to have another member of our chamber team and that we're growing and we're getting the right people in place to take us to the next level. So if you are not just plugged in with the chamber, you need to be. Stop by our chamber office at any time. Meet our team. Let us know what your goals are for your business, for you personally in the community. I'm sure we have an avenue of something that we can do to help you do what you do better. So if you haven't done so, you need to also click that subscribe button down at the bottom of the screen so that you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.